Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Chris Jericho gets suspended indefinitely and then for 30 days. What do you do here, Aaron?
Well, apparently he did some bad stuff with the Brazilian flag. And in that country, it is very punishable. So he basically was cutting a heel promo and mocking the flag. I believe he rubbed it on his butt, if I'm correct. He, you know, basically just kind of trampled the flag. This is very reminiscent of something that JBL did in Germany, where he did the Hitler salute. And there you actually are not allowed to do that type of stuff. And it's actually punishable by jail time. So it's kind of a very similar thing here. They had to suspend him to save face, but it's actually kind of good for him because he was going to take some time off anyway.
Yeah, and you think that this would he would just take the time off now. Maybe start his tour a little bit earlier, but apparently not. But he's going to get suspended again here pretty shortly, pretty soon, actually. I wouldn't be surprised if it's maybe at the 1,000th Raw. You never know. You never know. Mm. But here's something.
And the other big piece of news, Andy, is that Randy Orton was suspended for 60 days.
Yes, and he violated the wellness policy, which means that he was doing some other drugs. It's going to be interesting to find out what he was doing. Some people were hoping that it was something as simple as marijuana, but some people were thinking that maybe he was doing some roids, but he hasn't been getting that much bigger. I got to say that, but he could also have been taking some type of dietary supplement as well.
You know, and there's also painkillers, too. That's something that a lot of wrestlers are into because, you know, they're putting their bodies on the line. And sometimes they do some matches that are, you know, pretty hurtful to the body. And you figure Randy Orton's finishing move, for example, he falls on his back and he knows how to do it. And so he's very good at it. But at the same time, you know, you're still doing that and you can land wrong and that could cause an issue. This is actually really unfortunate because it kind of looked like this past Monday, which we'll talk about in just a second, is that it looked like Orton and Miz may have had a program that may have been starting.
Yeah.
And originally before, you know, a week and a half ago, it looked like Orton and Jericho were going to start a program and then Jericho gets suspended and then Orton gets suspended. So it's unfortunate. It really is. And we're going to have to talk about this, I think, more in depth for our weekly topic.
Also, is The Miz going to be playing the Marine?
I don't know. We'll have to talk about that a little later. Okay. But Andy, TNA has sued the WWE.
Yes, this is a big deal. They're actually filing a lawsuit because a former employee that worked for TNA, believe it or not, was giving the WWE some inside information. And if I'm correct, what I read was that they didn't tell TNA right away. They waited like 3 or 4 days to be like, oh yeah, by the way, this guy said this, this, and this. Because if I'm correct, I think he actually got fired afterwards because he was leaking secrets, which you're not supposed to do. But yeah,
that's corporate espionage. It really is.
Yeah, and he also signed. See, he also signed a non-disclosure agreement for 3 years with TNA. So that means he can't talk about anything about TNA, any happenings there for the next 3 years. Hence, if he wants to do a shoot interview eventually, he couldn't do that. Or let the WWE know what was going on, but he let him know. And it's kind of one of those weird things. It's sad for TNA.
They're also being sued for, basically approaching TNA talent while they're under contract. And, and TNA is saying that they have a monopoly in effect. And I kind of agree with that because I here's the big thing. TNA is a much smaller promotion. They are a national promotion. WWE is a global promotion. Global. They are known everywhere. and they tour constantly. TNA has done some tours. They do have some stuff going on in India right now. They did the tour in the UK, which was amazing. But they are not a global company. And so TNA, having WWE court them, and in effect, it's kind of like what WCW did to WWE back in the middle of the 90s when they took Hogan, they took Savage, then they went after Hall and Nash. And you know, you remember just as well as I do, turning on WCW for the first time, and we hadn't watched wrestling in, what, like 5 years? It was like watching old WWF. It really was. And so it was easy for us to get back into.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I can see now why they're so upset about the whole situation more and more. Great. All right. It's a lawsuit's going to happen. Yeah. What else can you say about it, really, dude? I mean, yeah, they're suing them. But anyways, so let's move on to Raw. Raw, I got to say, this is my favorite match they've done in a while. Of course, they keep doing it, so I hope this continues. But Daniel Bryan beat CM Punk after AJ got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Great match, by the way. Back and forth. But it seemed like they held back a lot. I don't know if you know what I mean.
It did seem like they held back. The match was very good. These two are putting on great matches across the country. And, you know, we're going to talk about over on SmackDown some stuff that happened. But, you know, these two, they were talking about that they're going to be wrestling together at the pay-per-view. The only downside here is that I was wondering after Raw, I was sitting there going, well, why would I pay for this again? You know, it's great to watch them for free because it's the best wrestling that's going on. The other thing I was wondering was this. Why on earth is this the 1 hour event? Why is this the match that they're putting at 1 hour? Why is this not the main event? This is a great, great match. And you're putting this at the 1 hour mark? Are you serious, bro?
Yeah, speaking of that, where is Zack Ryder? He should have been on Raw. And I don't think
we'll talk about him in just a second. But yeah, honestly, like, what is going on with this?
Well, they're putting on great matches, but the thing is, they need to save some of this for the pay-per-view. You know, they've given up, what, I think 3 times they've wrestled now on Raw. Each time the matches have been great, you should, you know, have something else. You know, like, you got to let people want to see this on pay-per-view. This is the match that people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're doing it properly. I think they're making him wrestle too many times on free TV. I mean, that's the only way to explain it. But anyway, so Christian comes out, defends the title against The Miz, and of course, Ben wins. And by the way, every time Christian does, I can't even think, what's the name of
the kill switch?
Thank you, the kill switch. Doesn't it look just weak? Like, it'd be so easy to get out of this. How come no one else is getting out of it?
I agree with you. I think that the thing that sucks about the kill switch is the setup, is grabbing them and then twisting them over and then applying it. Because at the end of the day, I like Christian, but man, you really need to change your impact finisher. I understand that they're trying to give him the frog splash, which that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. But you really need to change your impact finisher. It needs to be something quick, something easy, you know, something that you can basically do to anybody. And the kill switch, you can't do that to anybody.
I know, that's the problem. I mean, unless there's better ways that he would set it up, but it just seems so, oh, I got to turn the sky. You know, it's like almost like you're putting someone in the Boston Crab and then you're dropping. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then afterwards, what happens, Aaron?
Well, Miz cuts a promo and he talks about how he should be main eventing and talks about how he is the reason that Johnny Ace is in charge. And then Orton comes out and he just gives him the RKO. And, you know, of course, he gets cheered. And they basically just had him in there, you know, to get the pop, you know, so that way people didn't forget that Randy Orton was still there. And then he gets suspended.
Now, do you think they found out that he was suspended prior to this?
Oh, yeah.
So why did he come out and do this? This makes no sense.
Well, you can't have Randy Orton was probably scheduled for there. He probably was advertised for it. And so it would be a disservice to the fans to do that. And also, you know, who are you going to have Miz feud with? You know, how are you going to do that? I don't know. That's why I think that they probably knew they wanted to do that one last thing, and then that they would call it quits.
Now, the crappy part about this is that the 1,000th Raw is going to be in St. Louis.
Oh.
That sucks. Poor Randy Orton.
That's in 30 days, isn't it?
No, it's July 23rd.
Ooh.
So it's 53 days.
I bet his suspension is going to be 50.
It would have been 55 days when they announced it. It'll be 55 days.
I bet his suspension is 55 days.
You think so?
Yeah. He's going to get off for good behavior.
Gosh. Anyway, so the main event, Brodus Clay and Big Show. That was going to happen.
And keep that in mind.
Yeah, Brodus
Clay. The main event was announced to be Brodus Clay versus Big Show. Not your WWE champion or the number one contender for the title. No, no. You're telling me that the WWE title is not as worthy as Big Show taking on Brodus Clay.
No, don't get me wrong. I like Brodus Clay. He's very entertaining. But having him be serious against the Big Show? No. But I gotta I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to give Big Show credit. Big Show is going to put him over. It's going to help Brodus Clay out tremendously. You know, nothing but good things for Big Show, because he's not going to win this. I mean, there's no way. He's going to somehow, Brodus Clay's going to win. He's going to get all mad that he didn't get to use the WMD on him and blah, blah, blah. Kudos to Big Show. And I hope I'm right.
Yeah, there's going to be something that's going to happen. Maybe Cena will come out and assist Brodus Clay. I don't see Show winning this. I actually see next week they'll probably have a match. Cena's going to come out, you know, do the attitude adjustment to him, and Brodus Clay is going to get a win. And then, of course, Show will be so, you know, PO'd at it.
Now, you bring up someone that I wanted to talk about, actually. John Cena, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Recently, they've been having him wrestle at Raw and SmackDown shows. Do you think the real reason they're doing this is so he doesn't go home?
Maybe.
Because he's been wrestling on SmackDown either in a dark match or on the live taping. But do you think that's the reasoning why they're putting on SmackDown? Not just because SmackDown's the quote-unquote lower rating place?
I would imagine that they're putting him on there because it's a lower rated. It's hard to say. But at the same time, I don't know. It's
yeah.
But I think that Cena has some issues going on at home right now, but I think that he still draws that crowd, and he is the face of your company. And so you kind of have to, you know, have him in there.
All right. All right. Hey, and here's something that's really weird while we're going down to Raw. Apparently, Raw had a really horrible rating. It came back as a 2.7, which is the lowest number this year. Usually it's been in the 3.0 up to, I think, 3.4 so far this year. The execs, I guess, were panicking, thinking that there's something wrong with Raw. But they should have realized that the NBA playoffs were on, and it was Memorial Day. No one's watching Raw. If they can get the DVR numbers, that's a different story. It's going to be a lot higher. But anyways, let's move on to SmackDown. And Aaron, what big thing happened at SmackDown this week?
Well, Sin Cara returned. Botch Cara returned.
Botch Cara. And he didn't botch anything. Of course, it is taped.
Yeah, so we're not too sure.
But yeah, happy to see him back finally. Wondering when Ray's going to come back now. Oh, that's right. He's in the Randy Orton boat. So anyway, so the Big Show decides that he's going to beat the living crap out of Santino and Zack Ryder. Again, taking two guys who have turned around themselves, basically their characters, and now they've done so well with their characters, the WWE decides to bury them because they don't want them around. That's what it's boiling down to me, at least. Why? Why do this? This is ridiculous. Why would you have two guys on the way up to, maybe not main eventers, but upper mid card, fans love them, and then you're like, yeah, we're going to take Big Show and just beat the crap out of them. Okay.
Well, let's say this much. Santino has improved tremendously over the past few years. And his current character is very over with the fans, and the people love him. Zack Ryder, he took a character that nobody liked and was able to actually get, you know, traction with it. And then you have Big Show come out and beat the living crap out of him. And the question you have to ask yourself is, Is this going to make Big Show stock go so much higher than it'll lower Santino and Ryder's stock? And the answer is no, it's not. Big Show is already up there. And so Big Show might get one or two more heel points for this, but Santino and Ryder are going to drop at least 10.
And that's the problem. I mean, the fact that they're burying two guys that basically decide, hey, let's make this character into something. Santino just overall has been just changing, like evolving into a better character. Same thing with Zack Ryder, but like, you know, I sound like a broken record in all seriousness. You just keep burying him. If he just did two jobbers like Ryback does and have Big Show beat those two jobbers, that's fine. Bring Heath Slater out. Let him get his butt kicked again. Maybe the second time, you know, in the night. But no. I mean, why don't you get, Titus O'Neil and Darren, whatever his name is. Same thing.
Yeah.
You could have done that, but nope. You screw it all up. Anyway, so let's move on. We had Kane versus CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan announced for No Way Out. Are you excited about this, Aaron? Why is Kane involved?
Well, we understand why Kane is involved. And this is something that I alluded to earlier, which was that Punk and Bryan, you know, I mean, we're getting these matches for free. Kane has been involved in this. The only thing is that I wonder, does anybody believe that Kane will win the WWE title?
No, he's just there. He's going to take a couple bumps and that's it. Call it a day. It's going to be the CM Punk versus, Daniel Bryan match. That's all it is. And this way, when Daniel Bryan wins the title, CM Punk can say, well, I had to defend it against you and Kane and blah, blah, blah. So I want my revenge. That kind of works out. So you get a couple more matches out of it. You could probably actually go all the way to
Money in the Bank.
Thank you.
Next.
Yeah. So they can let this go for a while. Actually, this could probably go until Survivor Series so they know what's going to be this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do you have any more? What are your thoughts on this? I mean, do you have any more? Or is this kind of just there?
Nah, I don't like this idea. I would much rather have seen Jericho involved in it. Obviously, he's suspended, but I'm just saying that if Jericho was involved, it would have made more sense since he had prior issue.
Yes.
That would have made sense. Yeah. I don't know if this really makes that much sense.
Nah, it doesn't. But you know what does make sense? HostGator does. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. They offer an unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code off the mark, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out the Section 86 Off the Mark page. You'll see a banner up there. It'll say, go to WWEShop.com. If you spend more than $70 on your order, use the coupon code WWESAVE10, and you'll save $10 off that order of $70 or more. So make sure you go to WWEShop.com and buy something. Of course, through our website. Anyways, let's move on to Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling this week was live. Do you think this is a great idea to do, Aaron?
I do. I think that it's very smart to go live because you need to. You have to have something there that makes me go, do I really want to just watch this live or do I just want to watch it, you know, on TiVo? And I think that they were able to get my attention enough in order to make me go, oh, okay, I see.
Especially the opening match. The opening match was Sting. He faced Bobby Roode. Of course, Sting won.
And that was a surprise. I was very surprised that this opened. It's kind of the same thing with Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. Why on earth is your champion opening the show? Can you explain that to me?
No, I think it's a dumb move, dude. I think they should, or if they were going to do this, they should have had it set up where something happens, so then they can't finish the match. They could have done something like that. I think that would have been better than say, no, this has to go to the main event. But they did have a strong main event tonight, and they had a couple. They actually had, I think, probably, three strong matches. Oh, by the way, did you notice that there was no women's match?
I did notice that, actually.
You know why? Botchamania. That would be the next one. Botchamania. They would just go over all the girls wrestling. Even though they're better wrestlers than the WWE Divas, but they botch a lot.
Yeah, they do.
So anyway, so with Sting beating Bobby Roode, Hogan comes out and announces that Sting versus Roode at Slammiversary 10.
Ooh.
I'm kind of excited about it. I mean, now I see why they used it to open. I think in the long run, it made me want to watch TNA. You know, it made me not want to fast forward through a lot of stuff. So I was pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And that's good. I mean, it says some. I actually don't like this. And the main reason why is because we just saw the match for free. Why would I want to pay to see it again? I don't understand that. I really don't understand that logic. I don't understand why you'd be like, okay, you know what? Hey, dude, I know that you just saw this match for free. I want you to pay me just a little bit of money for it, though, too.
No, you know, it's $35.
You know, yeah, do I really want to pay $35, though? No, I don't.
Well, if you have this and maybe another match, and maybe, I don't know, maybe if you have a Chris Sabin do something, have a great match against someone, it can happen that way. And, of course, Chris Sabin didn't. He actually is going right into the X Division now. Of course, with Alex Shelley gone, he kind of has to, though.
He does. You know, obviously, we've talked about before, Motor City Machine Guns were the heart and soul of TNA's tag division. And it is very, very sad that Shelley's gone. But you have to move on from that. You have to, plain and simple. And I believe that this is a step in the right direction. I think that if you give him the title, I think that'd be a very smart move. I'm not saying right this second, because obviously Austin Aries is doing great things over there. So let him keep the title for right now. But it's not a bad idea to give him the title maybe a little later on.
Would he be a good heel, though? Because they couldn't turn him heel if they wanted to. But
I don't think that'd be the right
move. But the thing is, this match kind of, you weren't sure. Was he face? Was he heel? You know, to me, that's how it came off to me. I mean, maybe I'm all completely wrong, but it came off like he could almost be a heel in a way, but he was the face. So, anywho, let's talk about something that happened right during this. How come at Slammiversary they showed Christian and made a big deal about Christian?
I was wondering about that, too.
I'm trying to figure this out. Why would you take a WWE superstar, who's the IC champ, and promote him on the other show? Why would you do that?
You know, here's my thought first. I was sitting there going, well, you know what? They have class. And they're saying, you know what? We don't care. You know, we're going to just show him. He obviously was a big part for us and for our growth. So it's not that big of a deal. But then I thought about it. And I was like, wasn't he your world champion?
Yep.
He was, of course, the NWA champion. But wasn't he your world champion?
Yes, oh, he was.
Oh, okay. You're telling me that he's good enough to be a world champion there, but he's not good enough to be a world champion in WWE. And I know he was for 2 days and then for a month. And, you know, he lost it both times to Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. But that's what you're telling me. And that's what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah. So why would you show him? It makes complete – doesn't make any sense, dude. Does not make any sense. So anyway, so the gut check segment happened tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with Joey Ryan, who claims to be a superstar, but in fact, he looks like he does Triple X movies. And he looks like Ron Burgundy. And basically, if Austin Aries' mom had a miscarriage, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty much it.
Was he worth it? I think so. I was entertained.
Yeah.
In a way, he also looked like if Austin Aries' mom and, you know, I can't think of the guy from Dodgeball. if
Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn.
Not Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller's character.
Oh, okay.
If those two guys had a kid, it would look like this.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this much. I actually enjoy Joey Ryan. I think that he needs a better name. I actually don't like the name Joey Ryan. There are certain people where, okay, that name works. Joey Ryan does not work as a name, I don't feel. I think he's somebody that you give him a better name. I like his look because it's outrageously stupid, and that's good to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like in wrestling, you have to have a unique look, and he does. He has a very unique look. Kudos for that. but you got to give him a little bit better name, and his promo skills, not too bad. But I think that you need to make him how Austin Aries was, which he was cocky as all hell. I mean, he was just, I'm the best there is. And you try to be me, but you can't. And the thing is with Austin Aries is he's that good that he was able to get the crowd to get behind him in the reverse order. This guy has a face I want to punch. Mm-hmm. And that is a good thing. That is a very good thing. This is your heel that you work with. This is your Alex Wright of you know, from WCW. That's what this guy is to me. I did not like Alex Wright. I always wanted to punch him in the face. He was a great entertainer, you know, but I always wanted to punch him in the face. Mm-hmm. Give this guy a better name and work with him on his mic skills, and he could be pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been trying to think of other names for the guy, actually, like Passionate Paul something, you know, like mm-hmm. you almost want something just to, you know, like Rick Martel, the model Rick Martel, you know, you have,
oh yeah,
you have to, he has to have something like that, something that you just hate as soon as he comes out, you just start hating.
Yeah. Like you do like Jumpin' Jack Ryan or something like
yeah,
that. You know?
That would actually, that would be better than what he is now. Jumping Joey Ryan or Jack actually sounds better.
It's Joey Ryan. I'm sorry. Yeah. But Jumpin' Jack Ryan, you know, like that's what I would call him.
You just change that band. There he is. He's Hollywood. He has a, he looks like he's from like the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Anyways, well, we should do something like that. You know, how we would change his image and what names we should give him. We should do that sometime as a weekly topic. Anyway, so let's move on to, of course, we need to talk about the AJ Styles, Dixie Carter thing. This is how they end the show. They had a great match. AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, why on live TV again? Or free TV. I understand. It's the show. But you have a great match and then it ends so bad. Why? Were they like, we have to be done in 2 hours. That's all we have. Could they let it go another minute or something? Or can they just not end it stupid? I mean, that was the dumbest ending you could have had. They ruined it.
Yeah. And the match that they put on was good. I mean, these two have a great chemistry in the ring. So, you know, kudos to Christopher Daniels and AJ Styles for ending the night in such a great fashion. Could have been a little more drama in the pinfalls. I think that would have been a little bit better. But still, very, very good match. Ending it like this, I don't care about the AJ Styles Dixie Carter thing. There's nothing in there right now for me that makes me go, oh, what's going on here? Oh, wow, that's going on? Wow, I did not expect that or did not notice that. Instead, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I just don't care. You know, I really don't care about this.
Yeah, it's got to the point where I don't care about a voicemail. I don't care about pictures or video. Big deal. Move on. Mm-hmm. It's a dumb storyline. I'm bored with it. So, Aaron, with all said and done, the show's over with. What was your first thought?
I thought it was mediocre.
I thought they ended it this way.
Of course, yeah. But.
And yeah, it was mediocre. And I was disappointed. They talk about the Divas. You saw Brooke Hogan come out. Who cares? And no Divas.
The knockouts.
No Velvet Sky. No Mickie James. I'm sorry, Mickie James. And then also, same thing with no Gail Kim. Mm-hmm. Where's ODB and Eric Young? Come on.
I think, and while I personally, I don't care that much for women's wrestling, whenever the knockouts are on, they actually put on a pretty decent match. So I don't mind watching them. However, why not show Mickie James taking on Gail Kim? Have Gail Kim get the win. But Mickie James taking on Gail Kim, it would be a good match, and the people would go, oh, you know, I recognize these two from WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Or wow, like these two are really good wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have that, or you can have something to show. Then you could also showcase like Velvet Sky, or even you can have a Lumberjill match too. Showcase all of the knockouts. So, you know, because maybe some people, you know, especially at 7, coming at the 8 p.m. mark, I mean, that's a big deal. Usually wrestling doesn't start till 9. They start at 8 p.m., different crowd. You know, you might attract some people if they see some women on there. Maybe get
true.
A couple thousand extra viewers because, like, ooh, that woman's hot. Hey, I remember her from the WWE. So,
yeah.
Overall, a good first attempt, you know, in a while. They've done live shows before, but this is a good first attempt. We got 11 more of these to see if they do a good job or if they bomb. We'll see. So anyways, let's talk about our weekly topic. And that is, should there be suspensions in wrestling? Realistically, suspensions happen in all sports, but not really entertainment. You don't hear too many things about entertainment, but sports entertainment, though, or basically wrestling, they have suspensions, especially in the big leagues, referring to Ring of Honor, also referring to TNA, and of course the WWE. There mm-hmm. are suspensions, but should they only be a week? Should they be a month, 2 months, 3 months? And when is the last time that you get a suspension? Right now, the WWE has it set up where you have one strike, two strikes, and three strikes, you're out. Is that the proper way to do this? Should you be more lenient opposed to, for people who do marijuana or people who do steroids? Should there be a difference between the two? We don't know. I mean, what do you think?
You know, this is one of those issues that I myself struggle with, because I look at this and I go, well, it's Randy Orton, or it's Chris Jericho, it's Jeff Hardy. You know, this is your main event guys, and you are allowing them to dictate what your profit's going to be. Because WWE is a publicly traded company. Their stock's been in the toilet, which, I had got to say, we should probably do a topic about that. They need star power, and they need people who are recognizable. Randy Orton is a major star in the WWE. He is the number two face of your company, plain and simple. And you suspended him for drug use, which basically tells everyone else that, look, we're not messing around. We are not messing around. But the people who invest in your company are saying, well, who's next? Who's the next person? Who's the next person? Okay. And if you don't have a next person, or you haven't built up some of your stars properly, then the investors are going to go, well, I'm going to pull some of my money out, and then your stock's going to dip even lower. It's at I believe it was a 20-year low, I want to say, or like whenever they first started trading. It's incredibly low.
Yeah, I think it was like a 10-year low or something. I think it's been around for 10 years now.
Yeah, it was at one of the lowest, though, that it's ever been at. And it's really hard, because if I was running that company, I would probably have to suspend Randy Orton, and I wouldn't want to. And yeah. I would try to cover it up.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, do you have to treat him fairly? I mean, what happens if he gets a third strike? Mm-hmm. And he's about to main event WrestleMania, and he has a third strike. Do you say, well, I guess we're going to have to suspend you, we're going to have to fire you, and then they have to wait at least 90 days mm-hmm. before they can rehire him? Or are they just going to fire him and say, like, oh, clean slate? I can't believe they would even want to try something like that. That's ridiculous. They should have suspensions, but I think there should be a degree. If he's, juicing, if he's doing something to raise his testosterone level, okay, he should get suspended for that. And, without pay, of course. But if they're doing something, painkillers, that's a questionable thing. It's almost like you have to have, it's either no painkillers or only certain painkillers. But you can't do that. You have to say no painkillers unless they're prescribed. And if it's like some guys who were taking Soma, like Soma was the party drug for wrestling. You don't want guys taking that all the time. It can hurt them eventually. But then, mm-hmm. Depending on, it all depends on what he got suspended for. I mean, we're not going to find out for probably another few weeks what it was for, but I don't know. This is one of those weird situations. Like, you don't want him suspended, but you have to, because everyone has to follow the same rules. I don't know, man.
I know. And that's kind of the problem that I run into, because I don't know what I would do.
Me either.
I really don't know what I would do. I think that you need to have some strict rules. You don't want to have what happened with Jeff Hardy and Sting last year. What happened with their match a year ago was unforgivable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, TNA, they made up. They said, okay, we're going to give you free access to our library for, I think it was like 2 months or something like that, if you ordered the pay-per-view and you weren't happy with it. But it was just so hard to come back from. It really was, because Jeff Hardy was just so messed up. He really was. And it's sad. It's sad that that had to happen. Then he got kicked out, and then he eventually came back, and he's fine now. Randy Orton, it's like, it got to a point where it's like, okay, you obviously have made some pretty poor choices. Why are you continuing those choices? You are a professional wrestler. You are a professional entertainer. and you are supposed to set an example for people, and people are going to know that you've been abusing drugs. Really? Like, that's what you're going to do? I don't get it. I really don't.
No, it's something that we should actually sit down and, I mean, we could talk hours about this, what can be done to be fixed, you know, how to try and fix it, what should be classified. I mean, but what they're doing right now is basically saying that any drug, doesn't matter what it is, one strike, two strike, three strikes, you're gone. And then you got to wait at least 90 days before you get re-signed.
Yeah.
You know, the masterpiece.
And, you know, he could go back to TNA.
That's true.
I'm sorry, go back. He could go to TNA.
Yeah,
and
TNA. And be a big, like, big deal. He'd be a big deal over there.
He'd be a huge deal over there. He could go sign a one-year contract, and I mean, that 1 year would be a really, really big deal. When Kurt Angle went originally, it was a huge deal. He went for a different reason, though. He didn't go because he was fired. You know, he went because he wanted to and because it would be a lot easier on his body, which is a smart thing.
And he could spend more time with his wife.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, we see how that worked out, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
But suspensions, I think, are a good thing. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens going forward, because these are things, I mean, we talk about it. It seems every couple of months, somebody new gets suspended. Mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio, Chris Jericho, Randy Orton. So it'll probably be another 4 months now since two got suspended at once.
Well, she wants to clarify, Jericho was for desecrating the Brazilian flag, which, by the way, you can do that in the United States, believe it or not. You can do that to the United States flag.
Well, that's because of freedom of speech, and Brazil doesn't have nearly as strong constitutional laws there.
And if you want to see anything about the whole thing with Jericho, go to TMZ.com, type in Chris Jericho, and you'll see it.
Yeah.
So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AllTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.